Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Christina Iadice with El Paso County's Department of Human Services, and we're talking about the LEAP program. Christina, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you.
And let's talk a little bit about what the LEAP program is and how valuable it could be to a number of residents throughout Southern Colorado.
So LEAP is the acronym used for Low Income Energy Assistance Program. It's a federally funded program designed to help families, individuals, and senior citizens with portions of their heating bills. So it won't cover the full heating costs, but it will help provide some assistance to alleviate some of the financial burden. And it runs from November 1st through April 30th every year.
Yeah, so how exactly does the program work?
Each year, individuals who want to apply or have to apply every year. So it's not something where application automatically rolls over. So you can only apply during November 1st through April 30th, but you can apply at any point during that period. And you can go online to apply through the Colorado PEAC website, or you can fill out a paper application that's available at a human services office.
And what is the qualification? Who can apply for assistance through the LEAP program?
So individuals, single-parent families, two-parent families, seniors, and families with children who fall within the low-income guidelines. So those can vary from year to year. So for specific information about eligibility, people can visit the LEAP website at colorado.gov/CDHS/LEAP. And generally speaking, income can be up to 60% of the state median income level.
Yeah, and you know, it's a fantastic program. Obviously, we know utility prices are really hitting everyone very tough right now. So again, if you are in that qualifying group, if you are feeling that pinch right now, the program is open and it'll be open to apply for those benefits again through April 1st. And let's talk a little bit about what that process looks like after you've applied, then what happens.
So once you apply, you'll find out whether or not you meet the eligibility requirements, and then the money will go directly to your utility. So in the average, assistance that is paid out can vary. Right now, we've had more than 12,000 people apply. Most of those individuals have been approved, and the average assistance has been around $348. So, and once again, this does pay only heating costs. So if you have furnace issues or you need repairs or replacement, you really have to reach out to another community entity. The Energy Resource Center is one of those great resources that can help with such things.
Yeah, and what other assistance programs are out there for people who are feeling that financial impact? As we know, the utility prices especially have been very, very high, especially this winter.
Yes, I think the increase in utility costs has caught a lot of people off guard. There are a number of programs that are available, all of which can be applied for through the colorado.gov/PEAC website. And that can include medical assistance, other cash assistance programs, and also food assistance, which is probably one of our most frequently accessed programs. So, you know, when people are struggling to pay all of the costs involved with living, food assistance as well as LEAP can really make a difference between keeping a family warm and fed and having their struggles go on.
Absolutely. And of course, it is those programs that are designed to help make sure that, as you mentioned, everyone is safe and secure here, especially in El Paso County. On average, how many people would you estimate are taking advantage of the programs that are made available and for finding this kind of help and support?
Well, when you look at like medical assistance, you know, I believe the number is something like 3 out of every 10 individuals in our region access medical assistance. That, you know, that's food assistance is a smaller number, but, you know, a lot of the people who get food assistance in our region, they have some kind of income. They just don't have enough to cover all of the costs associated with living. And that's why these economic assistance programs really can make a huge difference in the lives of families and individuals in need.
Absolutely. Again, one of the main things we're talking about right now is the LEAP program, the Low Income Energy Assistance Program. And let's talk a little bit again, if people might have missed it earlier, exactly what that program is and how that application process works.
So LEAP, once again, is a federally funded program to help families, individuals, and seniors with a portion of their heating costs. People can apply through colorado.gov/peak, and they can also call a number to if they have questions or if they want to get an application sent directly to them. And that phone number is 1-866-HEAT-HELP, 1-866-432-8435.
Yeah, it's such a valuable program, one of the many assistance programs that we talked about that's all available through the Colorado Peak website. Joining me here on the Business Connection is Christina Iadice with El Paso County's Division of Human Services. And Christina, let's talk a little bit about everything else going on throughout the county DHS. I know COVID-19 has continued to have some impacts, but how are things going within the office now?
Well, you know, one of the things that our staff always keeps on top of is helping those who are the most vulnerable in our region. And that's not just the economic assistance programs, but also making sure that, you know, child abuse and neglect is taken care of and families receive the resources they need, and also at-risk adults and seniors who may be at risk for abuse and neglect are also taken care of. And, you know, we always encourage anyone, especially children, if you have a concern about a child who may be experiencing abuse and neglect, we want people to go ahead and call the hotline and make a report, because that little bit of information they have might make a huge difference in the life of a child.
Absolutely. And when you talk about having those kind of concerns and if you see something that might be a little bit off and calling in, making that report, what's the best way to do so?
So the hotline number is available 24/7 on holidays, on weekends, and it's 1-844-CO4KIDS, 1-844-264-5437. But of course, if there's an urgent situation and the child's life is at immediate risk, go ahead and call 911.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's the work of the El Paso County Department of Human Services that really does provide that safety net for our community with such valuable programs, everything, not just some of the social assistance that we'd mentioned as far as LEAP, the other financial ones, but as Christina had mentioned, taking care of the most vulnerable throughout the community. Christina, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio. Again, if anyone has any more questions about all of the assistant programs that are being made available that can help really make things a little bit easier as we're continuing to go on through the cold, dark winter months, what's the best way to get all that information?
So the El Paso County Human Services website is humanservices.elpasoco.com, and summaries of all the assistance programs are available online. But if people want to apply for economic assistance programs, the quickest way is to do so online at colorado.gov/peak.
Absolutely. And of course, the LEAP program to help get assistance with the high cost of heating right now, that does have a deadline to make sure that you are reapplied. It's not an end. It's one thing that you do have to apply for every year. That deadline, one more time to make sure people know.
As long as people get their application in before April 30th, then they would possibly get assistance if they're eligible.
All right. Again, more information can be found through the website for El Paso County or through Colorado Peak. Christina, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you so much.